You're listening to the Make It British podcast. I'm Kate Hills, and I'm on a one-woman mission to save UK manufacturing. I invite you to join me each week when I'll be sharing the stories behind some of the best British-made brands and UK manufacturers, and offering you advice and tips on making in the UK. So let's get on with today's show. Hello, how have you been? Long time no speak. I think it's actually been near enough 2 months since I've done a proper podcast episode. So I just pop in today to let you know that series two of the Make It British podcast will be coming very, very soon. In fact, it's starting back on Tuesday, the 7th of January, 2020. And the show will be weekly going forward every Tuesday. So don't forget to subscribe in your favourite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode, because I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of some of the UK's best fashion, textile and homeware factories and doling out more of my tips for finding and working with the factory of your dreams. Before we start the new series, I'm just going to let you know what you can look forward to in 2020, because let's face it, I'm kind of glad that 2019 is out of the way. I don't know about you, but it's been a funny old year. So coming up in 2020, one thing we have got is our Make It British Live trade show, which is happening much earlier than usual this year. It's going to be on the 17th and 18th of March. So I hope you've got that in your diary. And that is our annual event where we bring the best UK fashion and textiles manufacturers together. In fact, we bring the whole textile supply chain together. So block out your diary. It's a must attend event. And you can get your tickets for it at makeitbritishlive.com. And I'll pop the link for that in the show notes for this episode. So what have I got in store for you on the podcast in 2020? Well, I'm going to be kicking off the new year by looking at my predictions for 2020. In fact, I'm going to look at what I predicted at the beginning of 2019 for UK manufacturing to see what I got right, what I got wrong, and what completely surprised all of us, and what I think the decade has got in store for the UK fashion and textile manufacturing industry. But in the meantime, before we get onto that, I also want to let you know that if you are looking for a new manufacturer, or if you want to reshore your production to the UK, and if you want to do that in 2020, then we have got something special lined up, which is starting next week on the 6th of January, Monday the 6th of January, which is at legendary, almost legendary, because we did it last year. And if you listen to this podcast, you would have heard quite a lot about it. It's our Get Set for Manufacturing Challenge. And it starts on Monday, the 6th of January. And if you join that challenge, along with the hundreds of other people that take part, I will send you an email every day with a little task that you need to complete. And by the end of the week, with the five tasks that I send you, you will be well on your way to being prepared working with a UK manufacturer. So if you're starting a brand in 2020, it's a great way to start, because you can make sure you've got all your ducks in a row. And we did, as I said, we ran the challenge last year and we had hundreds of people taking part and it was really fun. And at the end of the challenge this year, I'm going to be running a live video Q&A. That will be on Friday the 10th, where I will answer all of your questions live and all the questions that you have about making in the UK. So look out for the link to register for that. It's really easy. It's makeitbritish.co.uk/get-set. Make sure you sign up for that and join us if you want to start 2020 with finding a UK manufacturer. And so I will see you on Tuesday, the 7th of January, for episode one of series two of the Make It British podcast. I look forward to speaking to you then. Bye-bye.